RJ Hampshire, Butts Creek. You love it. You love Butts Creek. Good ride. Good job.
I like Redbud more. I'll just be honest with you. Yeah. I like Redbud more. Yeah. We're figuring things out a little bit too late.
Okay.
I was good last weekend when things were right. First moto.
Yeah.
Second moto, things broke. Had an issue. I bitch and complain a lot, but when I get what I want, I'm good. Yeah. And I can be good. I can be fast. It's a bit frustrating. It took long.
I was going to say, it's been a frustrating thing for you. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But it has to feel good to have something that you like and then perform.
Yeah. And like, not even going to go down this route, but there's just something I've really been pushing for, and I haven't been able to get it. Okay. And then we ended up having kind of like a second option to what I've been wanting.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I raced with last week. That's what I got last weekend for the first time.
Okay.
So you could tell that first moto last weekend, I was good. I was fast. The new piece that we got broke second moto. So we were able to fix it this week now. Because I came back second moto. I said, take this off, take that off. Send it to California. Something is broke on this bike.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Right. Something is broke. And sure enough, it was. So I put my balls on the line just to make sure, like, right, you guys go check this thing out.
Did you know you needed the pass for the overall?
Oh, yeah, Jay Coop. And like, I was there pretty fast. And then, dude, the lappers, I got screwed a couple times big time and lost a big gap. And I'm like, oh, there it goes. But I dug deep there at the end. And then I seen Jet coming fast, really fast. I picked it back up there at the end, but that kind of hurt me, to be honest with you, because like I had a good, felt like I had a good pace going, and like I would have been all right. But then whenever he did that, and then I had to go even faster, and I wasn't expecting to do that. But yeah, paddle tire was the day. I mean, that's what got me the win today. I mean, straight up, like I got two good starts. I freaking hole shot it, dude.
I feel like the paddle thing is, you guys, like, you must debate. It must be a big debate for a lot of you guys. Like, what do I do? What do I sacrifice it on the track? Do I take it for the start? Right.
Yeah. So I showed up. I told Amos, my new practice or my new mechanic. I said, look, start the day off with this paddle.
Yeah.
Let's run it. Ran it first practice, and I'm like, shit, man. I don't know if this is gonna be good.
Right.
Went back and looked at photos from 2018 when I won here. I won on a regular tire.
Okay.
I'm like, great.
Oh boy. Yeah.
Great. Let's see what we got here. I actually hole shot it in a practice start, though, and I'm like, well, I haven't even done this, so
okay.
Listen, if I can get a start, I can salvage, and I can make something do, you know,
yeah.
I can kind of muscle this thing around.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
You can figure it out. Yeah.
I can figure it out. So you notice my lines were a bit different also. Like, I had good line choice, but it was to more get to that base or get to that bank off so I can get in a straight line. And then I cased the triple up, I think, every single lap the second moto.
Because it was, like, all crappy going up to it? Like, hard and...
I just didn't have the juice to get over it.
Right.
I mean, I was trying everything I could. But heck, man, we got a win today. We won today. And I felt like I earned that one. A lot of them, or a couple of them, kind of been given to me.
They're all earned. Don't let them fool you. You know, Max Steffens called you for the win on Monday night on the Pulp Show. He called you for the win today. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Great job, Max.
But he's a fly guy, so.
Still, though.
Does he not do that every weekend?
No, I don't think he does. No.
Right, well, thanks for believing in me, Max.
Right,
I mean, at least we got something. Hey, first win on new bike outdoors, I think, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Sure.
Both classes?
Yep.
So,
never thought of that.
Making progress.
Right.
We're getting somewhere. Robert was here. Robert Jonas was here.
He was?
He was here, here all week. Made a visit.
Oh, what a time to win.
Made a visit to Baker's Factory there Thursday, and we had really good talks, like really, really good talks. Showed up today, and... had a new setting, a new ECU, and had
last
a
time I talked to you at Millville, I got an angry RJ, and
yeah.
So yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's improvements, and we were so long we weren't making any. Like, we were trying things and we weren't getting anywhere, but now we at least made a step in the right direction. So that's huge. They got big plans for next year, like with this whole motorcycle, and I think even the production bike coming out is gonna be good. So. Stoked on that. They didn't promise me a lot, but I know they've been working. And it's hard for the guys in Austria because they hear me over here, and it's like, dude, this guy's just making excuses. Like, and then so it's good to have Robert come over and at least see it. And
to do what you did today with the new part and everything else. So,
yeah
you know what I mean? It's good. Nice work, man. Thanks.
Yep, thanks.